The GOAT.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. 86-0 solidifies that. Motherfuckers, Tyson, Mayweather, Klitschko, Lennox Lewis, man, none of them motherfuckers throw hands like me. Deontay Wilder, man, me and Deontay Wilder already fought, man, I beat him in the ring, man. Alright, what's up, everybody? 2 wins in 1 day, so now I'm doing 2 radios in 1 day to talk about the 2 wins in 1 day that I scored. Look, that's incredible, man. You know what I'm saying? That's incredible. 2 boxing wins. 1 in 20 minutes time, literally. We were in downtown, man. And, like, since I punched that guy, like, I gave him a jab, a right jab to the jaw. And he just fucking quit, started bitching and shit. Heavyweight boxer, right? And then me and Curtis were ready to leave. Like, well, Curtis was ready to leave. I wasn't. We went to another gym. I was challenging motherfuckers. Curtis was like, dude, no, none of these motherfuckers want to fight you, man. They're all fucking scared of you, man. Nobody want to fight you. Like, he was already getting his keys, already about to go to his car. I'm like, Curtis, man, hold on, man, relax. I'm like, Curtis, I always do this, man. You haven't been around for a few years, man, but you know what? I always do this shit. I'm telling you, man, be patient. I'm going to get somebody. There you go. Motherfucker was flying. He was, I was ragdolling that motherfucker. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, shit, man. I'm serious, man. They need to have a 24/7 fucking crew following me around when I knock these motherfuckers out just to see how I challenge these motherfuckers, man, how they all back out, man. Yeah, but a lot of people, like, okay, first I was supposed to fuck up Wilder. You all heard me talking to his manager. That rematch might happen in the future because he has a fight, fake fight coming up in September 26th. Now, after that, yeah, he better win because what if one of these bums knock Wilder out? I'm telling you, that Eric Molina bum, he nearly got Wilder out of there. What happens if Wilder gets knocked out? This is it. Then Zelenoff Wilder 3 is, this is it. No point. Or what, fight the guy that beat him? Yeah, I could do that. I mean, but anyways, I told Curtis, I'm like, dude, relax, man. I'm going to get somebody, man. I'm telling you. I promised everybody, the world. I promised my fans that I was going to win and it was going to be on video. I promised my fans. I promised my haters that I was going to finish these motherfuckers. So please, man, sit down, relax. We find an opponent, man. We're going to do this, man. I'm going home 86-0. Fuck this. No, because I scored a win. I didn't have to fight again. I jabbed some heavyweight boxer at the gym in the face, but it was not recorded because it was too sudden. It was too fast. We had a, you know, altercation. I just punched him in the face, and he didn't throw anything back, nothing. So that's a victory for me, obviously. And, yeah, so I was not, you know, satisfied enough, like, okay, I'm going to go home and just tell everybody I'm 85-0. I just punched some some boxer at the gym. Nobody wanted to fight. It was, you know, he didn't want to get in the ring, so I just clipped him. You know, like Andrew Harley didn't want to fight. I didn't hit him that hard. Like, I hit Harley, and he was fucking killed Harley. But I went to the gym and I beat the shit out of that MMA heavyweight. That guy was an MMA fighter, Taekwondo, and he was a football player. The football players, they don't know how to fight. They're not good fighters. Well, most of them are not. But they're strong. They're physically very strong. So that guy that I destroyed, he was a strong motherfucker because he did MMA. He's a professional MMA fighter and underground. He fights for real. You know what I'm saying? That Taekwondo shit, I don't know. But, I mean, whatever, you know. He does that too, but he does more MMA. So he's a cage fighter and he plays football. So, I mean, I crushed his ass, man. Yeah, I mean, I hit him with the hooks over and over. So let's talk a bit more about my career, my boxing career. Well, what I think really a lot of people say that, you know, my shit took off, like my career took off when I beat Vasquez. When I hit, that's true. That was the fight that, this is it, when I hit that heavyweight with the body shield 6 times in half a second, that was the ultimate victory at that time. And it proved that I'm the greatest of all time. Yes, correct. That win, this is it. That win was just like made Mayweather Jr., Manny Pacquiao, Vladimir Klitschko. It made them look stupid. It made them look like fools. Speaking of Floyd Mayweather Jr., that punk got caught. Illegal IV fluids. What a pussy. He said, listen, this is John Jones, what's his name? This fucking clown from Brazil that I wanted to knock out, Anderson Silva. He's Chael Sonnen. All these motherfuckers. I would knock. Hey, listen, all you clowns, listen. Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva, John Jones. You clowns can literally inject steroids before the fight. All right? I knocked out a bodybuilder with one punch. The guy's fucking veins were popping out of his neck. So he was obviously on roids, man. A lot of these fighters that I beat, K1 fighter, man, I'm sure he was on some shit too. He's K1. All these TV guys are on some shit. I beat a lot of these. The EFC white boy, man, I'm sure. I'm a white boy too, but I'm the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they're all on some shit. I beat them. See, I'm natural. I never take any supplements because you could take all the steroids in the world and you'll never be as strong and as fast as Charlie Zelenoff. Why do these clowns need supplements? Why? Because they're not talented. They, you know, they need a boost. You know what I mean? They need something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't beat a video game, what do? You go on the cheat codes. You go look up certain cheats so you can beat. I'm talking about like a video game, right? Can't beat that video game. Well, this is different. I'm just giving an example. Let's say you're having trouble beating a video game. So you're going to go and use the cheat codes. You're not going to beat it for real. You're going to use cheat codes and shit and beat that game. That's why they want to cheat. So now Mayweather's record, bullshit 48-0. I've been saying it, man. Listen, even if he didn't take any fluids, I still put an asterisk to it because it just seems like the whole mainstream darling is nuts. It's like they just seem like, you know what I mean? Like what I've been saying earlier today in the other radio, that Mayweather's their good guy and they're bringing a bunch of, you know, good guy, bad guys. You know, hey, you saw with me and Deontay Wilder. I got in the ring. This is it. Left hook, boom. You know what I'm saying? Mainstream boxing is rigged, man. It's rigged. And it should not be featured on TV. That's it. Yeah, like, you know, they say that, you know, soccer and basketball, like they say that the NBA referees are rigged. Probably, yeah, they are. You know, not, yeah, okay, but you can't control where the ball goes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, these clowns, Mayweather, they spar and they rehearse their glorified sparring matches. They rehearse their fake fights. But in basketball, you can't control where the ball goes. I mean, yeah, the refs can only do so much. The refs can favor one team, the other team. But if one team is better than the other team, that team is going to beat. Like, okay, I hate the Cavaliers and I hate the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. All right, well, some other teams on the pitch. For example, all right, Memphis Grizzlies and Los Angeles Clippers, right? Let's say they're playing in Staples Center, and all the refs, they want to see Blake Griffin and Chris Paul win. They're rooting for the Clippers. They're calling all their, you know, Hulk, making hoax calls. No, calls that should go to the Grizzlies. They're giving it to the Clippers, but the Grizzlies outplay them. You know, this is outrebound them, play harder, better than them, shoot better from 3-point line. Grizzlies, who's going to win? They're still going to win. Because no matter the ref calling, you see what my point is, that boxing's rigged. Basketball may have, it's not, the refs may be rigged, but come on, you can't. The game can't be rigged, man. You can't control where fucking ball rolls. Now, Charlie Zeleno, greatest of all time. But what I wanted to say was that my career really took off when I beat Akeem Ekinbola. I'm telling you, that performance, especially the first fight, was a phenomenal win. But the second fight, that was just, man, world class, man. The way I kicked his ass, when I put my hands down, switched stances, fucking southpaw, boom. I mean, I was already better than all these HBO Showtime clowns. At that time, I was already better than Roy Jones Jr., Tyson, Ali, all these motherfuckers. You understand? I was sold short, man. And I put Andrew Hartley to sleep, knocked him out. Oh, my wife's dismissed. Charlie Z, pound for pound king, back on her. My wife, Daria, she's texting me right now. That's why I paused the radio. But anyways. And then when I beat Carlos Vasquez and hit him with that killer six combo, it was obvious who the best boxer in the world. That was it. Then the wins just continued rolling. And then win number 13, I knocked out, remember the witness, man. I knocked out a huge heavyweight. I put him to sleep. That's what I'm saying. A lot of my knockouts, I'm talking about the KOs, not TKOs. The KOs came from the bare-knuckle fights. Yeah, it's hard to record those. Yeah, I'll try. Listen, not to worry. I'll do it in the ring. I'll do it in the ring or in the gym. The thing is, in the gym, there's a hardwood floor. There's a glass, you know, like mirrors and shit. You know, yeah, it's better to do it in the ring. Yeah, and that's the way it is, man. So, yeah, win number 13, one of my greatest knockouts, man. Me and Scotty and Curtis have actually made a video, like, days after, like, right where it happened. And it was a big motherfucker, man. You heard what the witness says. 6'4", 200-plus pounds. Charlie Z just weighed him out, man. He had a good chin. I mean, first punch, I hit him with a haymaker in the jaw, and the motherfucker was still standing. And then he swung at me, and then I dodged it. And then I countered him with another, with the same exact haymaker that I hit him with right before. And I put this son of a bitch to sleep. He got knocked out. He fell down, 6'4", 220 pounds, man. This motherfucker got knocked out, man. Witness confirmed it, man. He said it was cold, man. You fucking clowns are saying we'll see some knockouts. You already seen me knock out Andrew Hartley. Okay, Andrew Hartley's a bum, fine. You seen me knock out Mayweather Senior. Trust me. I got 14 more fights to go before I retire. Even then, I'm not sure I'm going to retire. Till the 100 and 0, all right? 14 more fights. I guarantee you that 11 or 12 of those are going to be KO1. If not all 14. Somebody made a comment, man. Fight better, Hari. I would kill that guy. He's a bum, dude. Again, just like Mayweather, just like Klitschko. That guy's a joke, man. He's not the real deal. He's fighting bums in K1. I beat a guy from K1, Mansfield. I beat Xavier. You know what I'm saying? Smashed Dejan Daniels. Dejan's not a real fighter. Dejan's a clown. But Xavier and Mansfield, they're real fighters. I beat them. He put better Hari. Who the fuck is that guy, man? Nobody follows this K1 stuff. It's dead, man. Nobody watches that shit, man. Underground boxing, man, that's what people are watching now, man. Charlie, they beat the shit out of heavyweights. That's what's popular in combat sports. Not that UFC bullshit, not HBO, fake BO. I already exposed the UFC, man, and Chuck Liddell Joker, man. I'm telling you, man, if I ever see him again, I'm telling everybody right now, he's getting knocked out. He was running his mouth, man. I should have knocked him out when I see him that one time, but he was with his kid, man. So he dodged the bullet. But this time, I don't care who he's with. He's going to sleep. Shouldn't have opened his mouth to sag back. He won't fight me in the ring. He backed out on the street. But, so look at my record, man. All right, everybody. Type in undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. All right, you don't go on that boxring.com bullshit. That site is full of shit. Do you understand? Those guys talked a lot of shit about me, and I proved them all wrong. Not only did I prove them wrong, I beat the fucking shit out of a lot of them. All right. Let's see, right here. I knocked out Moganyu. Moganyu was in the Olympics. Moganyu's a world-class fighter that I beat in my fourth professional fight. They were selling me short to that point. You understand? All right, Akeem McEnbode. Even Akeem McEnbode's a real fighter. He's UBF. He's underground. But he was on BoxRec. He was on TV. Frankie Gomez, some other bum. Yeah, whatever. So since Akeem McEnbode was BoxRec, TV fighter. All right, I beat the shit out of Akeem McEnbode 2 times on video. There you go. Andrew Holly, BoxRec. Knocked him out cold, brutally. Mike Lebarski, BoxRec. Had some TV fight with Fedor Chudinov. I would knock Fedor Chudinov out the same way, if not worse. Mike Lebarski, I knocked him out cold right outside my house, bare knuckle. The belt was right there. We fought bare knuckle. All right, let's see. Mayweather Sr. knocked him out cold. You know, Jason Rubisky, yeah, that piece of shit. Talked a lot of shit, man. Jason Rubisky, yeah. I gave him a beatdown. I hit him. I dropped him, man. That guy tried to tackle me. We had a street fight. I had my ghost shirt on. This motherfucker just tries to tackle me. I hit him in the head once, twice, three, four, five, 6 times in the head, man. And he dropped. And then his boys, like, came in the fucking. Then he tried to elbow me, and, like, he hit my hand or some shit. And then his boys got in the middle and they just separated. Yeah, I mean, even if he would land the elbow, right? Okay, well, he got hit 6 times in the head. So he lost. Even if he landed 5 elbows, he still lost because by points, you know, six punches. So, but no, he didn't land shit. Well, he hit my arm. I got covered up, hit my arm. But yeah, I hit him. Hit Rubisky 6 times. And he had some picture with that bum, Royce Gracie, man. Royce Gracie, man. Let Charlie Z punch Royce Gracie 1 time, man. Yeah, Royce Gracie. Come on, man. Royce Gracie's a bum, man. All right, here. Derek the Giant, my best win of all time. APB, the Armenian. Oh, man, that was one of the best, man, one of the best victories ever. I hit him. He did a dance, man. The motherfucker started, his feet, like, got tangled up and shit, like, right on the street. See, those punks filmed when he got out of the car, but they didn't film when I punched him. You see what kind of frauds these haters are, some of these opponents that I beat? Yeah, the video of me punching him is not on YouTube. And they had cameras. They were confident the APB was going to dethrone me. I hit APB, and that was it. Here's a great win. I knocked out a heavyweight rapper that was defending the Mayweather. He got in my face, and I had my belt in one hand, and I hit this guy with the other hand. I knocked him out. He dropped because I turned around. He wasn't there. He was, like, out of sight. And then he started talking shit,
apparently after he got up from the knockout, and I just laughed at him and said, "You just got fucking decked home, big boy, whatever, you know, fucking clown," man. Just started running his mouth. I'm like, "You just got decked, dude." Yeah, I literally won a fight, like, while holding my belt. Bitch-ass Deontay Wilder, man. He stole that shit. It's all good. I still smash Deontay, man. Hey, whose head tilted back in the ring from that hook, from that left hook, man? Deontay Wilder's a pussy, man. Yeah, he'd rather fight those bumps from the TV, those cherry-picked bumps, you know. But no, Charlie's on off, man. He knows he's going to get fucked up. Yeah, the Aryan brother, man. That was prison con. Aryan brother, man. Yeah, man. I put that Nazi to sleep. Oh, speaking of cold knockouts, haters. Yeah, this motherfucker was out. I'm talking, he was out. 3 punches to his forehead. This motherfucker was literally phased down on the grass. You know what I'm saying? Phased down on the grass. Knocked him out that bad. The motherfucker has swastikas fucking tatted, man. Yeah. And you son of a bitch called me a racist like 8 years ago on back on YouTube, man. I knocked out a fucking Nazi. Fucking bitch ass clowns, man. Oh yeah, and I beat that I'm looking at my record. Inglewood Giant, phenomenal TKO. British boxer from BoxRec with the Tyson shirt, man. Put him to shame, destroyed him. Virgil, man, that was Virgil was actually pretty strong, man. He was tall, lanky black guy. Man, that was a nice 1-2-3. I hit him 2 in the body and then 1 up top. That's it, motherfucker started dancing. Xavier is a real fighter. Muay Thai, 192 pounder. Xavier was very underrated. That was the fight got a lot of views, like 50,000 or something. Yeah. I stopped him on the left hook. Yeah, smashed DeJean Daniels with an accumulation of punches and numerous jabs to the body. I won that fight on points, but then he got retarded, got disqualified. And Gilles Vall, a lot of people consider that my best win. And arguably it is, but I outboxed Gilles Vall, a TV super heavyweight from the MMA. A guy who definitely beat both Klitschko brothers, Italian and Vladimir. Charles Zelenov defeated him. Gonzalez, heavyweight that I beat. I hit him so hard, broke his fucking nose. Broke my finger breaking his nose. Southpaw Sill, very talented, slick southpaw fighter. And, you know, had very good movement, good power, good speed. But his speed, his power, his movement, his skill was not nowhere near my level. Therefore, that's why he lost on points to Charlie Zelenov. And I beat that. Remember that jiu-jitsu fighter that I outboxed? Yeah, the MMA fighter I outboxed for 3 minutes. That was one of my best performances. That was close. The reason why Derek the Giant fight was better was because Derek the Giant was bigger than that guy. But if you look at how I boxed both fights, I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, okay, I'd say the Derek fight was better, but that was, man, I only got hit one time. I hit the motherfucker 15 times. Like 14 or 15 flush shots, man. Like 12 of them were headshots. Beating his ass, boys rooting for him in the background. Fucking crushed him, man. EFC, bitch. Yeah, hit him on the head 10 times. Awu, Muay Thai kickboxer, 6'4", man. One punch, U.S. Marine. Oh, that guy's a fucking clown, man. I crushed his ass. Then I came back from Ukraine after being married with my wife, and I destroyed a U.S. Navy heavyweight. Not the full fight was posted. What happened in the end, I TKO'd him brutally. He, like, clinched me, and I started punching him in the head, and then we got separated. U.S. Navy. So I beat 2 people from the military. I beat a murderer. I beat a shitload of kickboxers. Beat a lot of MMA fighters. Beat a lot of boxers. Let's see. Did I beat more boxers or MMA fighters? Yeah, boxers, but definitely second place MMA fighters. The last one was against MMA fighters. So, yeah, 86-0 right here, man. There you have it, man. I'm undefeated, man. Undefeated, baby. Always will be. Always was, always will be, man. Charlie Zee, the greatest. I will retire undefeated. I will retire on top. And I'm in my prime right now. I mean, come on, you saw my last fight. Yeah, I'm in my prime. This is it. It is safe to say that I'm in my prime. Because I remember like 4 or 5 years back, 3 years back, people would say, oh, you're in your prime, champ. No, I wasn't at that time. Now I'm in my prime. 27 years old, man. I'm in my prime. And I will be for a while. I will be for a while, man. 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, man. Even though I retire, I may retire, like, when I'm around, when I get to the 100, no. When I come back, man, my prime will continue, man. Prime, greatest of all time, Charlie Z, number one. Let's see. But, yeah, Mayweather and Berto is a joke, man. Nobody cares, man. He's trying to retire because he knows that one day, like, you know, look, I'm 86-0. That motherfucker knows that real fans, real fight fans, are going to want to see him fight. Man, that's an L on his record. Mayweather Jr. 1 second, intermission. They know that would be an L on his record, but like I said, I want to fight Deontay Wilder next. If not Deontay Wilder, then that motherfucker from the Dallas Cowboys, Juan Ortiz, he gave me his number. He's not on the Cowboys anymore, but he used to play for the NFL, and I think that would look good on the resume, you know, me beating the shit out of an NFL player on video inside a ring or at a gym. Haters are done, man. This is it. After the last win, they can't say shit. This is it. There's no more, oh, what are the haters going to say now? Listen, you people needed. That's it. I'm signing autographs, fans, security, everybody. Champ, Charlie Z, champ, come on. It's done. Now it's about me fighting. I proved everybody wrong. It's about me fighting for myself. For my own satisfaction, for my legacy, just to, my goal to get to 100. No, this is it. The haters are dead. Win number 86, I close your fucking coffins, punks. You fucking losers ran your mouth about me. And you paid the price, man, when I beat the shit out of that last guy. Before that, these people were done, man. All the wins I scored. What about Kevin Luka, man? That was one of my greatest fucking fights, man. That was my greatest, one of my greatest wins. Man, I hit the guy 4 times in 1 second in the head. Ba, 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 ba. And then I follow up with 7 uppercuts in the face. Come on. 4 headshots, and then he covers up, and I break through his guard with 7 uppercuts right in his face. Come on. I'm the greatest of all time. You don't see fucking Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson doing shit like that, man. Fuck no, man. That motherfucker started yelling some shit in French, man, and telling him to stop hitting me or some shit. Yeah, man, I was beating the shit out of him so bad, motherfucker started crying in French, man. Come on now. Charlie Z, the greatest, man.